Good evening, folks, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Justinio Reads podcast. For tonight's episode, we recount some true eerie ghost stories. While most ghosts seem to be harmless, some may be trying to tell us something, while other, more menacing, can take on more disturbing forms as to scare us away from sacred places. What are ghosts, and will we become one ourselves one day? Best not to think about that now. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The Ding Dong Ditch Ghost. I used to work night shift in group homes for the mentally disabled. A lot of suffering and raw emotions happen at these places. We had a resident here who had literally gone insane after watching his parents get murdered in front of him. And a low-functioning schizophrenic with what I've confirmed of at least 8 distinct people talking to him in his head. Both of these residents are constantly having shit knocked off their shelves and walls, and it's super common for them to be yelling at people that aren't there to shut up in the middle of the night. I used to think it was just mental illness, but now, I'm not too sure. At one house I worked at, there was constant scratching coming from the walls. I figured it was just squirrels, as I couldn't see it being anything else. Though we had set a lot of traps, we never caught anything. One night I was watching TV in the living room after all the residents had fallen asleep. Around 3 a.m., the doorbell starts ringing like someone is frantically pushing it. I get up, go to the door, but when I got there and opened it, nobody was there. Now, the three things you need to know about the entryway. First is that the entry is into the living room, and I can see it from the couch. Second is that the front door has a very large window on it that takes up 2/3 of the door. And lastly, that the walkway to the front doorknob is a 20 to 30 foot corridor that has 12 foot brick wall on either side. So in order to ding dong ditch, you'd have to run back that entire length to be able to duck around the corner. I figured I was being pranked by one of our more mischievous residents, so I went and checked on them. They were all fast asleep. As soon as I finished shutting the last resident's door, the doorbell started frantically ringing again. I rushed to the door again, only to find nobody there. This time, I was determined to catch them, so I turned all the lights off except the TV and hid right beside the door so I'd be able to immediately open it when they came back. After 20 minutes, the doorbell started going insane again. I quickly jump out and turn on the walkway lights and looked out the window. But nobody was there. I then opened the door, thinking maybe they were hiding to the side of the door like I had. After seeing nobody there either, my stomach dropped, and I got a feeling of dread. I slowly started closing the door, and as soon as the door was almost closed all the way, the doorbell started going nuts again, and stayed that way for at least 15 minutes before stopping again. I was looking at the doorbell. It was almost as if whatever it was took great pleasure in mocking and taunting me. I locked the door and ran my ass to the couch after turning on all the lights I could. Another disturbing thing about this is it seems to read my mind. Whenever I got the urge to go outside and smoke, it would start with the doorbell again. It's like it didn't want me to forget it's there and a threat. Whatever this was, I'm definitely a believer now. The Sobbing Woman. When we were 10 or 11, my brother and I would stay up way past our curfew. One night, we were struggling to fall asleep when we thought we heard what sounded like sobbing. We looked around our dark room to see where the sound was coming from. In the far corner of the room stood an 8-foot-tall woman with matted hair and ragged clothes, sobbing into her hands. Eventually, the terrifying woman made eye contact with me before turning around and walking through the wall. Needless to say, we proceeded to struggle sleeping that night. Nan's Diary. My mother told me a story one night. I've no reason to doubt her, and she's never told another or been concerned with the supernatural. She does have a vaguely spiritual streak, but that's all. Mostly, she's pretty no-nonsense. When she retired, she got heavily into family history. At some point, she obtained the diary of my dad's mother, who passed 20 years previously, who we called Nan. Nan had been a very stiff and proper English type, who called everyone dear, and used adjectives like terribly and perfectly dreadful, and was always relentlessly formal, seemed to be slightly offended at all times. She was also an intensely private person, and never wanted anyone knowing her business. So one night, my dad was away, and my mother, home alone, sits down with the diary and starts going through it. It starts raining. Nothing unusual since they live on the coast. She gets up and closes a few windows, then returns to the diary. The rain turns into a storm and gets windy. She goes to the other room and shuts the windows there, then comes back to the diary. A few more minutes go by. She's been looking at the diary for maybe 15 minutes at this point. Suddenly, the intercom to her right bursts to life at full volume with just a static coming from the speaker. They live in a 3-story house on the side of a hill that was originally built by an electrician, so there are a million lights, power points on every wall, and every room has an intercom. After recovering from the fright, she turns off the intercom. The one in the next room is still going full blast. She gets up and shuts that off, and can hear the rest of the house downstairs still going. every intercom. She heads down to the middle level where the master unit is and turns the intercom off. She's heading upstairs when she notices all the pictures on the walls are all askew, all at similar angles, not random. Meanwhile, the storm has increased. The floor she is on is lined the length of the house on one side with timber-framed windows. Even the tops of the windows are wet with rain, which rarely happens and takes a proper storm to do. As she stood there, taking this all in, what she can only describe as an intense gust of wind rattles the windows from one end of the house to the other, as if a speeding train went past on the balcony outside. Instead of fleeing into the night in search of a hotel room and real estate agent, as I would have done, she calmly walks upstairs, shuts the diary, and places it in a cupboard. Says, "Sorry, Nan," to the empty room, and goes to make a cup of tea. The storm dies down. She writes all the pictures, and that's that. Here's the kicker. Someone from her work lives on the same street, only 10 houses away. When she sees him the next day, she mentions the storm.
"What storm?"
comes the reply. "What do you mean, what storm? I'm talking about the gale force storm we had last night." The guy looks at her funny and says he would have known if there was a storm since they had dinner on the balcony that night and there wasn't a storm at any point. One thing's for sure. I promise I won't be reading your diary anytime soon, Nan. Enjoying the show so far? Consider supporting the podcast. It's only 99 cents a month. My bag of marshmallows costs more than that.
I need more marshmallows.
Help me get more marshmallows, and I'll keep this story train going. You? Just go to bit.ly/JRsupport. That's bit.ly/JRsupport. Alrighty then, back to the show.
Hey! Get out of my goddamn marshmallow, you son of a bitch! Hey, come back here!
The Running Girl. There once was a group of friends in high school that decided to spend some time ghost hunting in their small town of Illinois. They packed up some ghost hunting gear and drove out to a local bridge where people sometimes claimed that they saw the ghost of a young girl who had drowned there. They arrived at the place around 3 a.m. and proceeded to walk up to the bridge. It was quiet, and nothing seemed out of the ordinary.
"Hey, you see anything over there?"
When they were about to debunk the myth and call it a night,
"No, I don't."
They suddenly hear a blood-curdling, horrifying scream. They began running back to their car, but all paused for a moment to witness something chilling. In the distance, they could make out what appeared to be a girl running on all fours through the woods.
Oh, hell no, hell no, hell no.
It was too terrifying a sight.
Get the fuck out of here!
The crew ran back to their car and peeled out of there, never to return.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Justinio Reads podcast. If you enjoyed and have stories of your own you'd like to share, send them to justinioreads@yahoo.com to be featured in a future episode. That's J-U-S-T-I-N-I-O, reads@yahoo.com. Have a great night, folks.